Everybody, how we all doing on this Friday slash Saturday? Because I don't know if whoever's listening to this is living in another country and it's not Friday here. There, it's Saturday. I'm trying to be, try to include everyone. So it's Friday over here in the States. It's hot as balls over here in California. I got some blackout curtains and a fan going at like the second level. So, it's pretty hot. Hope wherever you are right now, you're doing all right. Hope you're having a good or an okay day. We're getting there. A lot of people back in the States are getting back to some stuff and everything else. But we got stuff. Who talks about tons of things to talk about. Let me get this yawn at first. All right. First things first. I feel like a lot of video game journalists and websites are going to be talking about this for eons. Cyberpunk has returned to the store, PlayStation Store, but at the same time, like 2 days or maybe a day after that, there was a video that I think GameSpot did where there's new glitches. So they fixed the old ones, and now there's new ones coming. So yeah, not real progress, but progress. So we'll see. I don't know. It's like I said, I feel like we're gonna be talking about Cyberpunk for a long time, and I don't think it'll ever get to a point where the game will be fully realized to its maximum potential that we saw on other earlier E3s. So we're gonna not hold our breath. Well, I'm not gonna hold my breath because, I mean, yes, Cyberpunk was a good game on PC and PlayStation 5, minus all the glitches there too, but it was a great concept. It was a great concept. It was a great story. You had Keanu Reeves is playing like this, this famous rocker dude who's also into, politics and everything. But it when it actually came out, it turned out that it was full of lies. Full of lies, full of glitches, full of bugs, and all that great stuff. So, now gaming studios are trying not to do that. So hence why we didn't get Halo earlier this year. That's why we don't know when Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West will be coming out. There's a lot of major video games that are in the works, and we've seen trailers and gameplay, but yet don't know if they're coming out this year because they also don't want to pull a Cyberpunk. So we'll just have to wait and see. There were the Snake Eyes trailer dropped, I believe, a couple days ago, full trailer and full storyline, and I gotta say it looks pretty dope. I'm excited to see it because it looks like a dope it looks like a dope kung fu movie mixed with a G.I. Joe, sprinkle in some G.I. Joe, and just it looks really dope, and I hope it's good because all the actors in it are really good, so let's hope it's really good, and we just didn't see the really good parts from the trailer. A lot of people have seen this already though. The new Supergirl for the Flash movie was revealed. So this movie is real. This movie is really happening. And now some of you might say, "Well, Jay, of course this movie's happening." For a while there it was a touch and go because of COVID and the DCEU doing its thing. It's happening. We're filming. We got pictures of the new Supergirl, on wires. We got pictures of Barry Allen with his flash ring. We got pictures of gray-haired Michael Keaton, Bruce Wayne. So it's actually happened, and it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see that. There's been some people that are like, oh no, poor Ben Affleck, he's not going to be in this movie. Give it, first of all, we've only seen three pictures, and that's not the whole movie, so let's give it some time, and maybe we'll see some Ben Affleck pictures in there as well. So hold tight and relax. No, excuse me, pardon me for the burp. Not relax, just sit tight. I'm sure this movie's gonna be, it's either gonna be really good or it's gonna be a DC movie where we got so much hype for it and the trailer was dope, but then it turns out to be something completely different. So, speaking of DC and the Flash and everything, the Snyder Cut is coming out in 4K DVD, Blu-ray, right? 4K DVD, not DVD, Blu-ray. In a box set. Let's see here. Snyder Cut. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, 4K Blu-ray disc to be released. This article is being reported by Collider. Let's see here. All 242 minutes of Zack Snyder's Justice League are going to be on 4K Blu-ray and DVD. Oh, and DVD. All right. September 7th, 6 months after making waves. It's in. You can get a steelbook, or I've seen somewhere else where it was like. It was in a semi like box set where you get like these dope ass pictures of each hero, sketches, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you I supposedly never seen before. So that's cool. Can't wait to see that in 4K. Maybe that Green Lantern scene that we saw online, that surfaced online, will be in there. We also got new pictures of Shazam's family. The Shazam family and their new suits. The only thing that stuck out to me was Pedro is no longer, he no longer has a green suit. It's black. But also some people are saying that in the movie, when they do everything to it, the suit will have a green shimmer or a green tint to the black, so you'll know that he's, it's green, but it's, it's black as well. So, I'm excited to see this movie. This movie looks like, this looks good because, I mean, the first Shazam was pretty good. It was DC's like, left turn into like, let's make it fun and light and happy, but yet a little serious at the same time type of, move before the Snyder Cut was an actual thing. So, we'll have to wait and see. Have to wait and see how we get a trailer first and see how that works out. But all the suits look Superman, like this the Superman suit style, which I mean that's cool. I'm all for it. So we will see. But I'm pretty sure we'll get more reveals on a lot of things DC when the fandom comes back in September, I believe. So, yes, you heard it correctly. I said fandom. That's coming back. David Hopper or Harbor, either way, one favorite character or the real person from Stranger Things wants the Red Guardian to go up against Captain America. Now, I'm pretty sure he's talking. I don't know. Actually, no. I don't want to assume anything. I don't know if he's what Captain America he's talking about. Could he be talking about Steve Cap or Sam Cap? Who knows? But the Red Guardian wants to go up against the Captain America in another movie, which I mean, let's get through Black Widow and see how he actually is portrayed in the movie, because all we've seen are the same previews. And we keep getting better previews, but at the same time, not a lot of Red Guardian stuff. So we'll have to wait until the 9th, I believe, in what, a week? And then we'll get be able to see that. So apologize. That's the second yawn of the show. Fast and the Furious 9 has finally made it to theaters last night and is out now. No one's really talking about it right now, or I have not yet even dug to see if anyone's talking about it, but yeah, it's weird. There was no blast on social media this morning, through my Twitter feeds or Instagram feeds about how ridiculous Fast and Furious is or anything like that. So, I don't know. I mean, if I go, let's see here. No, yeah, nothing so far. So, but there is still hype behind it because, I mean, Vin Diesel's Dom's brother is John Cena, and apparently Dom's brother's been hiding for nine movies, eight movies. So, there's that. Also, we're finally getting a makeshift rocket car, and then Han's back. So we'll have to wait and see how that the whole thing perspires. So, what else is there? What else did we get? We got a better Shang-Chi trailer today, which looks fucking amazing. It shows more of it's talking more about the Ten Rings. It's talking about how his dad is learns the power of the Ten Rings, and he wants to pass it on to him, his son, but he also has, to be strong enough to hold the Ten Rings. And there's a little nod at the end where there was a fight ring where it's either Abomination fighting Wong, or it's the big sea creature dude who's got the fins fighting just another sorcerer. So that's the big debate so far. Also, the Cap shield is hung up behind one of the parts of the steel cage, so I want to know what that's about. But I'm really hyped to see this movie. So, welcome to Wrestling Corner, a ding ding. They let go more people. Tyler Breeze. Who else? Let's see here. I want to get this correct. WWE layoffs 2021. Okay, let's see here. Nope, that was. It's funny to say, nope, that was a month ago's. Let's see here. Who else? Yes, okay, so they let go Tyler Breeze, Fandango, Tony Nelson, what I can't pronounce his name, Adam Shavir, Erade, no, I'm not, I'm sorry. I can't butcher that name. Sorry. Tommy End, oh, which is, I believe, Aleister Black. Yeah, that was Aleister Black. Now we know about those. Let's see here. June 25th, August Gray, real name Anthony Green, was a part of the company and released on June 25th, has been signed the contract day in 2020 to debut under WWE. Assigned name, he wrestled on 205 Live, later NXT, Tyler Breeze, Tony Nelson, Ever Rise. Nope. Okay. And then we go. There was one more. What was his name? August Gray. I should have been more prepared, but there's too many people released. There was more. That's ridiculous. If there's a list and it's sorted by and then I believe they also released a whole bunch of writers, and there's more layoffs to come, which I mean, I don't understand, because WWE keeps making a profit but yet having to do budget cuts. So the rumor of being sold to someone is ever present. It never gets me always thinking, because I mean, you're letting go a lot of good talent, and you're saying it's for budget cuts. I don't understand why you would do that for budget cuts when you are also making a profit. I'm trying to look at my Twitter feed to see if they have some more people on here. I don't think so. All right. Hey, but plus side, we're getting another Rhea Ripley versus why am I blanking on her name all of a sudden? Charlotte, there we go. We're getting another one of those of Money in the Bank. Even though, we can have loads of other ones, but hey, what are you gonna do, So yeah, that sucks. It's just more and more people getting released due to budget cuts, but not, I don't think it really is the budget cuts. Yeah, so I'm gonna end there. Sorry to end on a sad note, but oh, let me pick it back up a little bit. Exandria Unlimited was last night, and their first episode was fucking amazing. It's good to see Matt Mercer be a character this time instead of making these amazing worlds, which Campaign 3 is coming, but it's nice to see Matt Mercer dive into a character of his own and, play in the world that he created. So, all right, there you go. There we go. We'll end on that note. I thank you for listening. Remember to love each other. Get vaccinated, wash your hands, and have a great rest of your weekend. All right, bye guys.